This is Viral News with your host, the Madman Mike on the mic. Viral News is brought to you via computer virus, thus subverting all of the triumvirate's propaganda machine to make sure you get the news you need most. Viral News, the only news source you can trust. This is the Madman Mike on the mic with a special report. Fighting broke out in the Cygnus Schism around the Tranquility Station in a three-way battle between the Mormon Federation, the Covenant, and fighters defending Tranquility Station from both invaders. Early in the battle, the Mormon Federation and Covenant worked together to suppress the freedom fighters before concentrating on each other. All hope looked lost for a free Tranquility Station. That was until the Nimbus joined the fight. Directed by Tristram Tsunami Vasquez, the Golden Goons broke through to the front line, somehow capturing the Mormon carrier, Banshee's Cry, and went on to destroy the Covenant carrier, Onslaught. Having broken both of their command vessels, freedom fighters forced the Triumvirate to retreat to their respective home territories. Since then, a general ceasefire has been called for the entire Forge, a first in the nearly 200 cycles since humanity arrived in the Exodus. The ceasefire has been agreed to until the 200th anniversary of the arrival, which marks the beginning of peace talks between the Triumvirate and the Enlightened Worlds. Representatives from all factions are expected to attend at the currently defunct Station of Unity, the only space that was declared neutral since the arrival. Unfortunately, Unity is located in the Ebon Heart, and was disabled by the Forge Spawn Horde in their attempts to contact the Nimbus. The Forge Spawn hasn't been seen in some time, and tensions are high that they might reappear. Attendees already named for the conference are as follows. Representing the Mormon Federation will be Nehi, the grandson of Lehi, the Mormon prophet. Representing the Covenant are the famous Silent Shadow, a group of special operators. The Menders have named Zoya Sakir as their representative. And voting has already begun on who will represent the Enlightened Worlds, with both the Golden Goons and Tsunami Vasquez taking an early lead. Could this be the end of the centuries-long war? One can only hope. Look out for updates to be posted on this file as the story develops. And to make your vote, link in the doobly-doo. This is Madman Mike on the mic reporting from Unity Station with a special update. Yes, that's right, I'm actually here at Unity Station while repairs are well underway. With less than 3 days remaining until the summit, all life support systems are now online and the station is nearly fully functional once again. Work was sped up by the appearance of the Nauvoo, which has brought in workers and supplies from the Mormon Federation. Today, we expect contingents from both the Covenant and Promethea to arrive for additional support before the festivities begin. We've learned more on the roster of who's attending this conference. From the Secretive Couriers Guild, Jihin Sutton will be in attendance, as well as the infamous Crumbopulous Michelle, representing the Bounty Hunters. Word is that no one from the Bounty Hunters Guild really wanted to attend, and Michelle is, well, the only one who could be pressed into the job. Combopulous Michael, for those who don't know, is widely believed to be the most dangerous but unpredictable bounty hunter in the guild, with the highest recovery rate on bounties, but with literally none of them ever brought in alive. I'm sure his presence bodes wonderfully well for these peace talks. Golden Goons, wherefore art thou, Golden Goons? I'm sorry, I didn't write this copy, and I'm all for sounding erudite, but this Shakespeare reference doesn't make any sense. Juliet is asking why Romeo, her love, is a Montague, her family's rival, not asking where he is. Sorry for the digression, but the point is, where are the Golden Goons? Having been elected to be representatives for the peace talks, the Nimbus is nowhere to be found. Last seen leaving the Sisyphus Station, the Nimbus has been unseen and unreachable basically ever since the Battle of Tranquility. Tristram Tsunami Vasquez has been tapped as the lead representative in their absence and has appointed Severinus Mongoose Taylor as his second. That's all we have for now, but keep an eye out for updates to this file as we continue reporting from Unity Station as the conference takes place. Unless fighting breaks out and then we're getting the fuck out of here.
The following was in the buffer from Viral News before the feed was cut off. It is compiled here as is. We have received no further messages from Viral News.
This is Madman Mike. This is Madman Mike on the mic reporting from Unity Station with a special update on the Peace Talks. A surprise member has arrived at the conference. Going by the moniker Nos, a gentleman arrived and with only a wave of his hand and a few words was able to completely bypass security. Nos claims to represent a secret group of presence users, which he called the Order, as well as being the representative of Promethea. Nos arrived alone on a smaller pod-like ship. His was the very last ship to arrive through the fiercest hyperspace storm ever recorded. Travel to and from the station is now practically impossible. The Silent Shadow, who had arrived just before Nos on the Hand of Fate, their carrier ship was severely damaged by the storm. Sources tell me there will be a private party aboard the Nauvoo tomorrow for Lehi's birthday, and only the triumvirate representatives have been invited to attend. Oh shit. Hey, listeners. I've been recording from the control room here at Unity, and looks like a fleet of ships is arriving. That's at least 20. No, maybe 30. Oh, no, it's the Forge.